You're listening to the Business Artist Podcast. I am Jan Melhoes, and today my guest is again Champ Perinya. The last episode was really an eye-opener for many of you. I got overwhelming responses. It's by far the most listened episode to right now, so it's really something. His message is what people need right now, so I'm really happy that Champ is again giving us his time and talk about his wisdom, his knowledge. Hi, Champ. How are you doing?
Hello, Jan. I'm so happy to be back with you on your show. It's very unlikely for me to do so many interviews, especially back to back. So this is definitely something the universe has planned. Let's see what is in store for us today.
Yes. As I said, we have a lot of people, you know, or I have a lot of people talking to me about our interview, and many have downloaded the Great Awakening app and looking at it and trying to, you know, go down the one or the other rabbit hole. And I would love to talk to you about some of the things you mentioned. And for example, what I'm very interested in is Nikola Tesla. He seems to be one of the hopes that if you know, the cabal is totally beaten and we discover all the things which were hidden, that, you know, his research and his discoveries are one of the hopes that humanity can benefit from it. How much do you know about his secret discoveries about 369, the key to the universe?
Okay, that's great. Nikola Tesla is a very, very mysterious character. If anybody wants to follow along, they can download the Great Awakening map at greatawakeningmap.co. And on the left side of the map, a little bit above Earth, they'll see Nikola Tesla's name, and he has a very prominent position on the map. I only choose important figures in human history that were able to reveal hyperdimensional knowledge, knowledge that would enable humans to pretty much perform supernatural abilities of the time. Nikola Tesla, he has a very interesting history. I won't go into it because I don't know how to really talk about that. But There's many theories of who he is, where he came from. Some people believe he's from Venus. He could be a past life incarnation of an ET, maybe Venusian related. You can go into that stuff on your own, but what's really important is that he was able to create very bizarre technologies that were ahead of the time. And during this time, he developed the electricity system that would be able to be wireless. And during the World Fair in Paris, they actually had a working free energy device. This powered the entire fair. I don't think people realized that free energy has already been invented. You can look this up yourself. And I thought that was one of the most amazing things ever learned about Tesla, is that his technology was being used, but it has been covered up by the deep state Illuminati for our entire history. You're not going to learn about him in high school or college. So let me tell you some things that I know about Tesla that are fascinating. Yes. I'm not an expert on Tesla, but we'll tell you the best stuff. So one of the things he invented was a radio that was able to pick up extraterrestrial messages from, oh man, I don't remember where the star system is. He was getting messages from extraterrestrials, giving him, I guess I could say he was receiving technology downloads through dreams and through physical sound communications. So during his dreams, he would get these elaborate ideas to build the technologies that he had. And he even admitted this himself. He said that he's not making these creations. It's his higher mind or his dream state is where he's obtaining these bizarre technologies. So free energy device, the intergalactic radio receiver, yeah. That thing was so scary that I think that was the reason why his projects got shut down. JP Morgan, as you know, yes. Shut down his funding, and then he gave it to Edison, and then the rest is history. But when JP Morgan and his cronies found out that Tesla was communicating with extraterrestrials who were giving him free energy devices, that's when they cut him off and they started to become afraid, because they didn't want Nikola Tesla to have the power, to have the reputation. They didn't want his technology to take over the world because they wouldn't make a profit. I can't imagine what kind of ridiculous things they would want to buy with money back then, but profit was a big thing for JP Morgan and the negative groups that he was associated with. This is a very, very dark history. I don't go into that stuff because it's out there if you want to go and research it. People love to dig into that and go really, really, really deep down the rabbit hole, who JP Morgan was, what he actually did with the deep state. Mm-hmm. But Nikola Tesla found sacred geometry, sacred knowledge, 369, the numbers of the universe, the master numbers of creation. He realized that there was a special mathematics that was based on 369 that was much better than the mathematics that we have, which is based on our fingers, our finger numbers, a 10-digit system. Mm-hmm. The extraterrestrials use the mathematics of 3, 6, and 9. This is more hyperdimensional. This is more 5D. This is how you can get into instantaneous communication, telepathy, things that require crossing vast distances in the blink of an eye. So these types of technologies, these types of consciousness expanding modalities, he was able to essentially master in his studio, in his laboratory. And what happened with Trump, you mentioned Trump, Nikola Tesla. So I'm thinking, okay, you know, the rumor that John G. Trump was Trump's uncle, I believe. Yeah. You can correct me if you know the details.
Yeah.
He was an FBI officer who was able to go into Tesla's lab during the raid, because you remember his lab was shut down by the deep staters. So the raid that went in to take and steal all of his good stuff. Supposedly, Trump's family was involved. He took all of the good stuff, right? Mm-hmm. Hid it somewhere, who knows where. Had it for all these years. Maybe baby Trump got to take a sneak peek at these papers, at these machines. Maybe Trump got to peek into some time travel devices when he was young. Who knows? This is all very, very juicy, juicy rumors. I know that in all rumors, there's a little bit of truth. So you have to kind of think about, why is Trump so, so powerful? Why is he the president of the world? Why is he part of QAnon, the most powerful military operation that has ever been done in the history of our civilization? Why do people think that Trump is a Pleiadian or Arcturian? Who knows? It doesn't really matter what ET race he is. What he's doing is the impossible, and he has not been taken out. This is unheard of, because as you know, JFK was taken out when he tried to dismantle the Federal Reserve. And guess what happened 2 months ago? Trump dismantled the Federal Reserve. Nobody cares. The news hid it under the rug. But unfortunately for Patriots and Anons, the QAnon movement blasts this type of knowledge around the world through memes. You know about it, I know about it. The people who watch TV are not going to know about it. But that's why we have your podcast, so we can reveal these kind of, these truths that are happening underneath our noses. Trump is doing what an assassinated president tried to do. He's still alive. He has the most advanced military protection from the technologies of Trump. I mean, from the technologies of Tesla. That's pretty amazing. We're going to find out more and more about this as the events unfold. We may not ever know the true extent of what Trump knows or what Tesla knew. But I think through channelings such as Law of One and other ET channelings, you can ask the ETs for information about Tesla. They're more than happy to give it to you. Dolores Cannon has covered Tesla. Bashar has covered Tesla. Law of One has covered Tesla. These are the three best channelings I recommend. I don't recommend anything else. But I'll let you take over to see if I covered it about Tesla.
Yeah, I think that was a very good, let's say, introduction to dig deeper. I would like to know, did anybody follow up on 369 after Tesla? Or is it still like an open topic to research?
It's a sort of both. 369 is a spiritual number. It's spiritual knowledge. You're going to find this kind of stuff throughout all types of Eastern philosophies and esoteric philosophies. It's just interesting that Tesla brought it up because he was, you know, involved with higher dimensional sources, higher dimensional beings. So for him to corroborate 369 as being a very powerful, magical, universal number, it just goes to add to the big collection of spiritual knowledge that says, yes, you know, the Trinity, 369, the Trinity is what is really holding the universe together. People say it's a duality, which is true to a certain extent, but the universe is also a Trinity. You have dark, you have light, and then you also have the in-between. People don't realize that the median, the line separating dark and light, is an entire universe in itself. Just like when we take psychedelics such as DMT or mushrooms, you're actually peering between the film frames of life. If you know how a camera works, you have light projecting each film, but between the film, there's cardboard, there's a white strip, and psychedelics will help you enter those strips of the universe. And within those strips are entirely higher dimensional planes of existence that you cannot even use language to describe because they're ineffable. Five-dimensional realms, you cannot use language, but you can use telepathy. So as we ascend more and more each day, our telepathy is also developing every moment. We are becoming more heart-centered. We can feel instead of think. Everybody in the world now feels the change, feels the big event coming. They know that there's an amazing future ahead. There's people who live in fear, of course. They feel fear. They're going to attract a fearful future for themselves. But those who are awakened, who have no fear, they will be attracting the new earth toward them much, much sooner than somebody else who is living in fear, watching television, eating fast food, et cetera, et cetera.
But will those people who are still right now, and I have friends who are still totally in the mainstream media world and you know, watching TV, reading their online portals and believing that's the reality, will they also be you know, told the truth? Will the mainstream media be taken over, and will the full truth, or the at least you know, some truth come out? What do you think?
If the mainstream media ever becomes positive, you have to realize what you see on TV is only 1% of the truth of the world. So I don't care if the mainstream media becomes taken over by patriots and they start telling the truth about reality. The real truth is going to be found on your podcast, bro, because this is how you get real information across. You have these podcasts, you have memes, you have Instagram, Twitter, whatever. The real truth is with the people. It's in the conversation between you and I. It's never going to be blasted on television. It's only going to be 1% on television. You can only teach so much on television. You have to remember there's graphic designers and editors and cameramen, and there's so many things involved with a television production. Mm-hmm. You can only put in so much info, and then it's going to get edited, and then it's going to be another editing when it goes across the internet and the television channels, etc. You're not going to get the full thing. So it's much better to be a researcher and to look up this knowledge by yourself. You're basically Neo. He escaped the Matrix, and now he's trying to save the world by saving himself first. We have to do this. We have to learn as much as we can on our own. And it's freaking so fun. You get to learn about all of these secrets of the universe. And if you find the right esoteric knowledge, you can do self-transformation. You can make yourself a better person, a stronger person, more telepathic. You can open your third eye. You can do whatever you want. Astral travel. You can separate your body from your consciousness at night. You can fly around Saturn. You can go to other realms, visit other beings. Like, come on. Like, if you are watching television every day, you're never going to get this type of knowledge. Mm-hmm. But if you are curious and awakened, you can have a much, much more richer, deeper life where you can all of the above I just said, right?
Yes. I would just, if you discover it, me myself, I know how beautiful it is. I just wish for so many people to experience it too. That's also, of course, why I'm doing the podcast. But I would love, you know, billions of people to experience it.
I wish my mom and dad would awaken as quickly as me. And everybody has this problem. I get hundreds of messages around the world on my Instagram, and they say, awakening is so fantastic, but it's so depressing because I'm so lonely. My mom and dad aren't awakening. It's so frustrating to be living at home with them. And I always reply the same thing. I say, welcome to the club. Like, I've been trying to awaken my parents for 10 plus years, 12 plus years, ever since I walked out the door and went to college. I've been trying to get them to see the world the way I see it. But at the end of the day, fast forward, you know, a decade later, they're still the same people they are. They're going to still watch CNN and Dancing with the Stars. I'm still going to be crazy when I go home. I don't want to watch TV with them. These are just some things that we have to deal with and be patient. Because what if they wake up tomorrow? All of these years suffering and me being depressed is just for no reason, because they ended up awakening anyways. You have to realize if somebody awakens on the last day of their life, they still awakened. That's all that matters. They're going to have that hyperdimensional knowledge when they cross over, the veil. Mm-hmm. So be patient with your family and your friends. Be the person that they deserve to see as somebody who has awakened. Don't try to awaken them. Just show them what you are doing, what you're researching. And if they ignore it, then it's in their mind. It's a seed. You're planting seeds along the way. You're not expecting the tree to sprout right away. I say this so easily, but it took me many, many years of suffering, of wanting to change people, wanting to change the way they believe, wondering how come they don't get it. Mm-hmm. And there are times when you need to be forceful, and there are times when you need to just chill out. like, I haven't even talked to my parents about the coronavirus situation. They're freaking out. Like, they stay home, they get their groceries delivered because they don't want to go out in public. Mm-hmm. Because everything on the news has told them to freak out and be in fear. So my mom actually thinks I'm crazy because I don't take as many precautions as they do. So it's like, you know, mainstream news mind versus awakened mind. It's never gonna totally get along, but you have to have unconditional love for them, especially your family. Just love them, let them awaken when they are ready. Just show them who you are, how awakening has changed you. You know, you should be a very, you should be a much better person because you have awakened. And if they see that, then that's what's going to hook them. That's what's going to lure them toward your knowledge. They're going to say, oh, you know, it must be working for him. Maybe I can integrate some meditation. Maybe I shouldn't watch CNN. Maybe I should shop organic. Maybe I shouldn't use this fluoride toothpaste. Maybe I should drink more smoothies in the morning. Stuff like that, you know?
Yes.
I drink smoothies every morning. So I recommend people to make fruit and veggie smoothies every morning and put as many nutrients and powders as you can in there, because the liquid diet is what's going to make you ascend faster. Having a liquid diet will lighten your body, will lighten your consciousness. It will open your third eye. It will help you detox. And it's going to make you manifest quicker. Because when your body is lighter, you're able to manifest things quicker. Manifesting means to envision something that you want, and then the universe gives it to you. So this is a very important thing that should be like number one, awakening 101. Throw out your fluoride toothpaste. Start drinking healthy smoothies. I don't recommend people use dairy, but just make fruit and veggie smoothies to your liking. Put as many nutrients as you can, as many fruits and veggies. You're going to start to see a change in your entire life once you lighten your diet, lighten your mind, lighten your body. Your body is going to detox. It's going to get rid of all the heavy negative energies. The smoothie is going to push out all the toxins from your life. And then it's going to help you learn and integrate spiritual knowledge quicker. It's going to help you find miraculous events in your life much quicker. If you are like trying to change your life, get a better job, be rich, get that girl, whatever, change your diet, you're going to end up manifesting quicker. This is really important. I don't ever post about this on my Instagram. Like, what am I thinking? I should start posting diet, which is a very, oh, dude, you should realize that on Instagram, if I post about diet, people get so angry. They get more angry than if I talk about like the deep state. It's crazy. Like if you mention vegan versus vegetarian or vegan versus meat eaters, people go crazy. That's why I kind of like didn't really cover it on my Instagram, but on my Great Awakening map, in the Nikola Tesla section, this is where I talk about diet. This is really... that's something amazing I forgot to mention. In the Nikola Tesla section of my Great Awakening map, you'll see that to raise your vibration, you need to detox your body by eating live, raw foods. This means like, you know, organic food, fruits and veggies, nothing like from a box, you know, nothing in the middle of the grocery store. Usually the outside perimeter of the supermarket will have all the fresh food, but in the center, you have all the box stuff with all the preservatives. If you live in Europe or America, you're going to get it bad, bro. Like, don't eat any preservative foods.
No,
raise your vibration. Eat lighter foods.
Yes. For me, that was also one of my beginnings when I really changed my diet. And I mean, the smoothie thing, I haven't gotten into that much right now. So it's very interesting that you said that. I've only heard once one person telling me, drink what you eat and eat what you drink. So always have it kind of liquid, but not, so if I eat something, it should be liquid. And if I drink something, it should maybe be a bit more than just a normal drink. So like a smoothie as well. So yeah, that's interesting. And I'm just reading on your map, exactly next to Nikola Tesla, eat live foods, drink fluoride-free water, detox your body, raise your vibration and meditate, and then organic food and non-GMO. So the water, that's interesting, because with the toothpaste, yes, you can buy fluoride-free toothpaste, but how do you get fluoride-free water if they put it in your water, which you take out of your tap?
If you live in Europe or America, fluoride is a problem. The little town that I live in Thailand, they don't have fluoride, thank God. So you have to realize where you live, if it's deep state controlled, Europe, America, you're going to have fluoride problem. You have to buy bottled water that is from a natural spring mountain. You cannot, you should not buy distilled water or filtered water. It should be from a natural spring source. People don't like drinking out of plastic bottles. So if you have to buy them from the store, you should move them to a glass container when you get home. If you have a lot of money, I'm talking about 300 plus US dollars, you can buy a fluoride filter for your home. This is really, really the way to go. Make sure the fluoride, make sure the filters remove fluoride, because most filters won't. Only special filters will remove fluoride from the water. So you have to be very careful with fluoride, because it is an Illuminati weapon against humanity. It's designed to dumb us down and to close the third eye, which makes us not question anything. It makes us watch TV and accept the narrative. It never makes you want to question reality. It never makes you want to awaken or meditate or pursue higher dimensional knowledge. It's going to make you dumb, and it's going to make you a waste to society. So don't drink fluoride water.
It also detox. Tires or even closes your pineal gland down, right?
What was that?
The pineal gland is also like dumped down by the fluoride.
Oh, absolutely. Yes. This is sort of like one of those facts. I don't know how true it is, but they say that Hitler was using fluoride during the war to make all the prisoners docile, meaning to make them not revolt or violent, basically to dumb them down and make them subservient. So you can imagine how poisonous fluoride is. It's sort of like the woo-woo new age type of territory, which separates the awakened people from the sheep. So I always joke that Awakening 101 is throwing out your toothpaste and buying fluoride-free toothpaste. That's the first thing you should do if you want to awaken. And then everything else will fall into place after that. But another important thing you should do, which is also in the Nikola Tesla section, is to use all organic bath and body products. Anything that touches your skin, anything that touches your mouth, your body, should be organic. And this is because all of the chemicals in the soaps and shampoos that you can buy at any typical drugstore or supermarket, basically mainstream bath and beauty products, all of these have chemicals such as SLS, sodium lauryl fluoride, EDTA, parabens. There's like three major chemicals that you shouldn't ever have in your body. And everything that you pick up in one of those typical mainstream supermarket stores is going to have these chemicals. So unless it says organic, you are basically dumbing yourself down. Every night when you go to shampoo your hair with hot water, it's opening the pores in your head, and then you're dumping the shampoo like onto your brain, and it's like going straight into your bloodstream through your pineal gland. And it's making you dumb. So please use your organic bath and body products, because once you change everything, diet, even, okay, this is extreme, but I don't know if people do this, but even the clothing that you wear, people say you should only wear organic cotton, or you should wear linen, because Jesus wore linen, and it's like supposed to give you energy. whereas cotton is like neutral. It doesn't give you energy or take away energy. So you can even like go as far as to what you wear on your body is affecting your aura. So if you want to be Jesus, wear linen. I haven't bought anything yet. I haven't found anything that looks stylish enough to wear, like, you know, to rock. So hopefully I can find something pretty cool. I want to try it out. I want to see if I feel better wearing linen every day. I wear a lot of black clothing and they say, oh, you're so spiritual. Why do you wear black? It's absorbing your aura, bro. And I'm like, dude, it looks so good. Like,
yeah, that's black is trade off often, huh?
So I'm guilty of wearing black every day. So, and sunglasses. I love my shades, but some people swear that wearing shades blocks your pineal gland, but I'm just like, dude.
I have the problem. My eyes are tearing if I don't wear shades. You know, my eyes really tear. So
do you sun gaze?
Sorry?
Do you sun gaze?
Not directly into the sun, no.
I've been doing that practice off and on over the past 10 years. I find it to be very, very effective. Like, mm-hmm. I don't practice it every day, because when I used to live in California, where I lived was sort of like in public, you know, I was sort of self-conscious of standing with no shoes on in the dirt, staring at the sun for 30 minutes. Like, people are walking around, walking their dogs. Like, what the heck is this guy doing? Mm-hmm. So if you have a private place to do it, it's much better to sun gaze in private. You're going to have a much better experience, because it's a very, very sacred experience. Standing barefoot, staring at the sun during sunrise or sunset for maybe 30 seconds for beginners, and then maybe 20 minutes plus for experts. Mm-hmm. You can research this, watch some documentaries. But this is a very, very sacred practice that will give you energy. It will give you special spiritual gifts. It will make your third eye open. Mm-hmm. It will give you vivid dreams at night. It has a lot of beneficial health, one-ups for your life. It's a whole other rabbit hole.
Yeah. Actually, when you're saying that, once a person told me, it's maybe 20 years ago, that if you didn't get a lot of sun and you feel kind of tired, then if there's some sun, then open your mouth and let it onto your teeth. Because the teeth really can get the vitamin D out of the sun. And also stare into the sun, but maybe don't, if you can't stare, then just open your eyes a little bit, so get the sunlight in through your eyes.
If you stare at morning or afternoon when the sun is setting, it's very, very easy to stare at the sun. Most people think that they're going to go blind, but this is totally deep state propaganda. Mm-hmm. If you stare at the sun during the proper times, it's very, very relaxing. And then you're going to see this very strange phenomenon where the entire sun turns black and you can only see a white ring around the sun. Mm-hmm. So it's something very amazing that you can witness when you stare at the sun. It feels really, really good. And it's amplifying your consciousness. So you should only have good thoughts when you're doing this practice. Only good thoughts, peaceful thoughts. Don't think about, you know, your bills or anything just like that. You have to have a really clear state of mind. Use it as a meditative time. But I don't want to talk too much about this, because we could talk about some other things on your list for today.
Yeah, no, but that was a very good recommendation, and I will also read a little bit more about it, but we'll definitely try it out. And but we talked about Trump before, and I would also love to ask you about his, I think, was it his grandfather who wrote the book, The Last President?
Oh, before we go into that topic, I wanted to say, the whole point of sun gazing is that,
yes,
yogis and spiritual masters who practice sun gazing, they don't have to eat. So they can go for like 20 years without eating. So the point of sun gazing is to lighten your body of food, heavy mass. Like once your body becomes light, you can begin to take in prana. On the right side of my Great Awakening map, you'll see the word prana. This is, you can refer to it as universal food, universal energy. This prana is able to sustain your body without food. All you need is water and the breath work is what creates prana. So sun gazing with breath work is able to make spiritual masters go for many, 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 many months without food, which is amazing. That is one of the most mind-opening topics on the Great Awakening map in the world. Sun gazing is something that's so hidden from our mainstream consciousness. It changes everything, bro. Sun gazing can change the entire world. Everything in this world is based on food and energy. So if you don't need to have food, can you imagine how free you would be? You don't need to work. You don't need to be a slave to any type of corporation. You can go anywhere you want in the world at any time. You are literally free for the first time in your life if you can get off of the dependence of food and money. That's pretty amazing. Pretty amazing rabbit hole for anybody who wants to even dare go down there.
Yes. And I see it on your map, prana, breatharian, and then fasting.
Yes, breatharian is those who only use breath work to stay alive. They don't need any food. I've heard that they don't need water as well, but maybe there's different levels of breatharianism where sometimes water is necessary or fruit juice, but you can look up those topics on your own. They are very, very, very fascinating.
Yes. Yeah, that's a great rabbit hole to go into, and it's amazing. It really makes you free if you, I mean, all these people now, and me including, when the news came up with the lockdowns, everybody was like doing this shoppings to buy food for like the next 4 weeks. so in the worst catastrophe, you're safe. But with this knowledge, you don't even need that.
Yeah, everybody, like all the awakened ones are just like, dude, we're going to just sun gaze this quarantine, man. Like, we don't need food. I wanted to say something really, really like, duh.
Yeah.
Okay. Extraterrestrials, they don't need food. They only absorb this sort of like light prana. This is what I've heard. Five-dimensional beings, 5D beings, 6D beings. They have like this drip of light prana honey substance, and it's like the only thing that they need. So as we transform and evolve more and more into a 5D society, our dependence on food and heavy chemicals that go into our body is going to become less and less until we are following the same type of nutrition regime as these extraterrestrials. Because you have to remember, we're moving toward a more 5D, fifth density society. This means anything that the ETs do now is what we're probably going to end up doing. So that's why they tell us to lighten our diet, try to begin drinking liquid diets, sun gazing, you know, breath work, whatever. This is going to help you become more and more closer to the one infinite creator. It's going to activate more of your God nature so that you can become more higher density, higher dimensional. You can become more God is basically what is happening. You're going higher up the dimensional scale. As you go higher, fifth density, sixth density, seventh density, you return closer and closer to the one infinite creator, the one mind, the endless energy source is referred to as the source, returning to source. You'll see that on the top right of the map, the ultimate destination of the map and the ultimate destination of all spiritual goals, I believe. Okay, so you asked about Trump's uncle something.
Yeah, there were these books, The Last President, I think, and Baron Trump's Marvelous Underground Journey.
I'm only familiar with the Baron Trump book. I know about the other one too, but I didn't research that because I already know that it's really fascinating. And you don't need to try to convince me that Trump is some crazy time traveler. But the Barron book is very bizarre because the word Trump is in there many times. And dude, just tell your viewers to go look it up. I don't know how they can find it though. There was like a meme on Instagram that was super helpful. It showed all of the really bizarre synchronicities. This is something that you can ask me about on your show, but I'm not going to be able to tell you, bro, because it is puzzling me every day. And it's just like, how in the world is this possible? This is crazy stuff. So crazy.
Please tell me, what exactly is puzzling you?
It's like everything is like a time travel book. How does it know all of the secrets of Trump's family and the things that he's doing? You know, like I probably know as much as you do. I just know that it's this book that has all of these crazy prophecies that come true.
Yes, it was released in the 1800s or something.
Yeah, and even the illustration of Barron looks just like Barron. It's so crazy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and now his son is called Barron as well.
Yeah, these are just crazy synchronistic occurrences of the universe that's pointing us and saying, look, there's something divine at play here. There's been a lot of timelines being messed with to have Trump be president. A lot of mingling and snipping and snapping, cut and pasting of timelines of higher dimensional beings trying to make sure that the light will win. There's been so many ET interventions of our timeline to try to make sure that we win this time, that the deep state, the Illuminati, does not win. This is a divine battle, and you're going to find shrapnel and remnants of this scattered throughout time. So one of these books that we're mentioning right now, these crazy time travel books that were written 100 years ago, but they have all of these amazing synchronicities to President Trump and his family and all of the things that he's doing now to save the world. You know, these are referred to as oop art, out of place artifacts. And it's a term for like archaeological finds where they'll date something and it's like a billion years old, but humans made it, you know? Mm-hmm. So it's like, how did humans exist a billion years ago? That wasn't in my high school textbook. It must be false. So on my map, I have oop art, which stands for out of place artifacts. And I would definitely put this book in the Hall of Fame of oop art.
Yeah. And I will put a link to the book so everybody can buy it in the podcast and read it themselves. I haven't read it. I watched the documentary about it, but now I think I should read it myself.
There's also this very fascinating story about Ivanka Trump and her trip to Paris. Mm-hmm. She went to Paris recently this year, and she wore this particular type of coat that matched this other type of time travel book, or I'm not sure what it was, maybe I can't remember too well to talk about this, but Ivanka Trump was aware of this time travel book. So she did everything that she could to wear the same clothing as a character did when they went to Paris 100 years ago. And she was sending a signal, I think, to people that the family is well aware of the looking glass technology. Even Ivanka and Jared and Eric and his other son, they're all in on it. They know about the looking glass technology. Trump's family is very, very, very special. They're being protected by divine guidance, angels, whatever you want to call it, as well as being protected by technology, the military, QAnon, advanced technologies that protect them. They can see anything that may potentially harm them. And this is why they've been able to destroy the deep state so hard over the past 3 years. Trump is literally destroying the most evil group in the history of mankind. And it's not just Trump. He's just a little tiny, tiny fraction of the heroes, patriots, involved in this operation. You and I are involved. We are the information meme warfare specialists. We release memes and knowledge and podcasts to awaken the consciousness, because this is an informational war. And 2 days ago, Q made a post that just said informational warfare in mm-hmm. all capital letters. Mm-hmm. He's dropping the hint that we need to keep memeing on, bro. Keep spreading your knowledge across social media, because this is the enemy's greatest weakness. They cannot hold back the knowledge of people awakening anymore. It's already an avalanche. We've already awakened past the tipping point, past the critical mass, I think it's referred to as. So once critical mass is passed, that means it's just a matter of time until every single person on this world is linked consciously to the same thought. And once that happens, world peace is instantly achieved, because everybody's mind is in the same state of peace. So literally you have world peace, because it's a conscious effort. Once it's a conscious effort, it becomes physical. And then after physical, it becomes manifested, you know, as healing, as the earth becoming clean, as humans living hundreds of years old, this type of thing.
Yes. I mean, it's already the great thing, it's already happening right now. I've seen, like, I think yesterday, like a documentary of somebody who just compared pictures like 2 months ago and now from many different places of the world. And now we see in Venice, there are dolphins swimming, and people in Sao Paulo can see the Corcovado in Rio de Janeiro because the air is so clean. And in India, many pictures where it was totally foggy and you couldn't like see 100 meters. And now you can see the Himalaya, which is like miles away. So, and I think right now we kind of have almost world peace as well. I don't know if there are so many battles right now going on. So it's already happening, right?
Yeah, that was very, very sacred. When I also saw the pictures of the Himalaya mountains mm-hmm. For the first time appearing past the fog and smog in India. And that's a very prophetic and spiritual thing to see, because those mountains are very sacred. For the people to finally see them reemerge again after, you know, who knows how long. Mm-hmm. This is just to show the new earth is here. It's happening. This quarantine is divine. It's showing us everything that's dark is divine. The darker you go, the more light is going to be able to outshine it. So the quarantine is showing us that it's possible to live at home every day. It's possible to clean the earth overnight. It's possible to have pollution subside. It's possible for animals to return. There was like this extinct meerkat that was running around.
Yes, I saw it too.
India, then, right? This is yes. Crazy.
Amazing. Yeah.
Stuff like that. You know, it's like nature is not permanently extinct. DNA is constantly evolving. You know, universal divine creation, God is constantly manipulating DNA to make extinct species come back and to make other species evolve, to change themselves, to adapt quicker than what has been lied to us by Darwinism. Darwinism is propaganda. Everything that you learn about in high school, I mean, I keep saying high school, but I mean like in educational indoctrination, you're gonna, oh, Darwin is the star. Evolution is true. Everything is about survival of the fittest. This is one of the greatest lies ever perpetuated onto human consciousness by the educational system. Evolution is true to some extent, but not the way Darwin proposed. And even Darwin himself didn't believe in his theories. It was the deep state that twisted them and took them out of context and made them into this bizarre scientific model that's based on survival of the fittest, which is based on violence and competition, which is why the US economy is based on competition. And you can just extrapolate that out as far as you want. Because once you learn about Darwinism, it's everything in your blood. You believe it to be true. That's why in the Western societies, working out is much, much more popular than meditation. Working out, changing your body, you know, pumping iron, these things are taken like way, way too far in the West. People lose their touch with meditation and inner work because they believe that survival of the fittest, you have to be buff. You have to be super, super, super ripped or else what? Like, I don't know, how far can you go with that? You have to think, like, why does Western society idolize Nike so much? They're all about sports and athletics, but where is it all going? You know, even if you are the number one Olympic star, you're going to get like $1 million contract. And then what? You have to ask yourself, like, yeah. Why does Western society push the Darwinism agenda so hard? It's within everything that's interwoven into Western society. Just think about it. You don't have to change your lifestyle. Just think about it compared to the East. We don't have gyms here. We have temples. We have forests where you meditate. It's much more inner here in the East than in the West. And that's very obvious. Everybody knows that. But to really think about it and ask yourself, where am I going with this? Why am I pursuing this so much? Is it really gonna make a difference the day that I die? Am I gonna be able to travel the hyperdimensional realms with my consciousness? Did I practice enough while I was alive so that I can control where my consciousness goes after death? These are the types of questions that are asked in the East. This is why India has such a deep spiritual tradition, because they understand incarnation, reincarnation. They understand that life is continuous. It is forever. But that information is lost in the West because our medical system, our science system believes that consciousness doesn't even exist. It's just a bunch of meat and blood and bones in your brain, in the top of your head. And when you die, that's it. Your social security ends and you're just a bag of meat in the ground. That's the Western ideals for you. I would rather much practice meditation and explore the psychedelic realms. That prove your consciousness is real and proves that out-of-body experiences are real. Once you have an out-of-body experience, you're set for life, bro. It's like winning the lottery, you know, because now you are totally sure that everything you've ever learned, I'm talking about people who grew up in the West, everything you've ever learned was a lie. You can live forever after you die. You don't have to be afraid of death. You can be a superhuman. A superhuman is somebody who's not afraid of death. It's that simple. So be superhuman.
Yeah, absolutely. And I had those experiences in meditation, and I know exactly what you're talking about. And it is growing in the West, the awareness for it. Definitely. But I think it would have been a long way to go until it's in the textbooks and people learn this and kids learn this in school. But I know, I think with the current development, maybe it wouldn't take that long until history books are rewritten.
Right. I posted a really mysterious meme the other day on my story feed. It was a picture of the Bosnian pyramid.
Yes, I've seen it.
I didn't even say anything. I just wrote, this one picture is going to destroy every history book ever made, or something like that. Yeah. Something extreme. So because the Bosnian pyramid is probably, I would call it, the most important archaeological find of our era. That one pyramid alone has already destroyed every history book. Everything that's in print is trash just because of this pyramid. Every medical book, every history book is trash. This one pyramid has uprooted everything that we have ever known about human civilization. But this is just like, you know, everyday knowledge for people who are awakened. We know that there's pyramids in Antarctica. We know that there's pyramids underneath the ocean. We know that there's pyramids on the moon and on Mars, and even on mostly every planetary body in our solar system, including Venus, including, you know what I mean, bro? Even inside planets, there are pyramids like inner Earth. It's like, oh my goodness.
Unbelievable. I know. And in every continent, there are pyramids. It's not an Egyptian invention. They're everywhere in so many countries. You wouldn't believe, but often you don't see them because they are hidden.
Yeah, it's an invention of 369. It's the universal harmonics growing out of the hyperspace into our dimensional realm through the form of a pyramid. Just like how crystals are, oh, this is a good Tesla quote. Tesla made this quote that said, crystals are the beginning of living life or something like that. But so are pyramids. Pyramids are the God mind, the mind of the one infinite creator, crystallizing itself into physical form, into our reality. So you can kind of picture it as cascading out of 5D down into 3D, and it crystallizes in the form of a pyramid. The pyramids are these amazing structures, ET-inspired technologies that do a various miraculous things, such as stabilize the Earth grid, stabilize the Earth as in meaning less disasters that happen to the Earth, weather-wise and geologic-wise. They also are ascension machines, which open the third eye of the initiates who lay down inside the pyramids. So the pyramid, Great Pyramid of Giza, for example, is an ascension machine. Don't think of it as a tomb. Think of it as a device that somebody goes inside of. They lay down in the stone sarcophagus, and then if they are an expert of meditation, they'll be able to withstand the hyperdimensional frequencies that are running through their body and their brain. And only high-level initiates will be able to handle the type of energy that is opening their third eye. And then once they open their third eye, you know, they are like the pharaoh, or they're gods, basically. So the pyramids were an ascension machine to basically raise your vibration to the point where your third eye is open. And then after that, you are able to have telepathy. And I guess you would be able to live like hundreds of years. And then you would be able to heal yourself. You can imagine like every supernatural ability is activated once you lay down inside the pyramid. But just like electricity, you know, it can be used to revive you or to kill you.
Yes.
People who went into the pyramid and weren't ready would be instantly killed. Which is why I think Napoleon slept in the sarcophagus when he first discovered it. And he had very, very terrifying nightmares. So terrifying that he never went back in there. This is because his vibration wasn't high enough to withstand the consciousness expanding ability of the pyramid at the time. So that's just another really cool story that shows how powerful this structure is, even though it's like tens of thousands of years old, much, much, much more old than what we've been lied to in our history books. What, 2,000, 3,000 years? Like, come on. The real age of the pyramids is tens of thousands of years.
Mm. Who is Semir Osmanagic?
He's the one who is the chief architect. I'm sorry, the chief archaeological, I guess, like manager of the Bosnian pyramid. Mm-hmm. He is the main guy that is the guy who is unearthing this pyramid right now. he knows the most about it, and he's super woke. He knows like everything about pyramids and ETs. Wow. And his mindset is helping to make the pyramid more mainstream to, I'm sorry, his mindset, because he's so woke, he is able to see the pyramid in the correct way, is what I'm trying to say.
Yes.
He can understand why the pyramid has energies here underneath in the tunnels. He's understanding why people are being healed when they go underneath the pyramid. He found a scalar energy beam that's emitting out of the top of the pyramid. And if you measure the beam, it gets stronger and stronger as it gets further away from the pyramid. You have to rewind that and listen to that twice. It gets stronger as the beam goes further away from the pyramid. That is incredible technology. This is called scalar technology. Usually a beam should get weaker, right, as it goes away from the source. Yeah. This beam gets stronger. That means the pyramid is beaming energy into space somewhere, maybe to like another star system, who knows. So you can imagine what these pyramids were probably used for like extraordinary energy transportation across vast distances. Can you imagine?
Yeah.
Like, that's crazy. Not only is it stabilizing the Earth, it's also beaming energy out into space, who knows where. But the energy beam is getting stronger the further away you go from the apex of the pyramid. Now, that is true extraterrestrial proof of extraterrestrial involvement with the pyramid construction. That is definitive proof right there.
Is there a book from Semir Osmanagic, or does he share his knowledge on YouTube, or how can you find out more about him?
This stuff you have to find on YouTube. Mm-hmm. I don't think there's any books written yet. I wouldn't trust books. I would trust information that is new. Mm-hmm. And because the archaeological discovery is still happening. It's live. Every day he's finding something new. Mm-hmm. This is the type of knowledge that we're going to have to deal with as a civilization. We have to be putting this information out there, just like the pyramids in Antarctica. There's no books about them. We have to read about them through memes and internet lectures, internet videos, especially YouTube. So this is the new way of disseminating information and knowledge. And it's not going to be through books anymore. It's going to be through this fluid form of communication where knowledge is continuously changing. Because when you put it into book form, you're solidifying it. And when you solidify it, you take away 99% of its truth. So think about it like that. Yes. The information needs to be in the form of like fresh, new videos and lectures, currently changing, constantly changing.
Yes, I absolutely get it what you mean. And it's funny because when the pandemic started, or the, let's say, the lockdown, I thought what I'm gonna do the whole time. And then I thought I'm gonna read a lot of books. But then in the end of the day, I never started to read books, but I really went into, you know, research online and YouTube and watching long documentaries, recent ones. And that's, you know, really my journey and not reading books. And now it's funny that you mentioned that. Something was stopping me from going to books.
Yeah, I will mention, though, for ascension knowledge, it's good to get it from, you know, internet sources. But if you study the Dharma or Buddhism, mm-hmm. or Tibetan Buddhism or Dzogchen, Vajrayana, I was talking about this in the last show.
Yes.
If you read these types of subject matter, you should read them through books. It's much, much, much more better, because this is the type of knowledge that should be from books. It should be from masters. It should be from ancient masters. It's only going to be down written in book form, in tantric form, sutras. So Buddhism, that type of stuff, books are important. Books are the way to go. Online books, even better. So you can keep it in your phone, and then you can cut and paste quotes, post them on Instagram. Oh, I wanted to share my other Instagram account. It's mm-hmm. called Dzogchen Yogin. It's spelled Dzogchen Yogin. Dzogchen Yogin. So that is my other more advanced account. I don't share it on 5D Awakening Consciousness. Dzogchen Yogin is an account where I share Dharma and I share quotes, very, very advanced Dzogchen quotes. So if people are interested in rainbow body ascension, if they're interested in enlightenment or attaining, you know, higher dimensional states of mind, non-dual mind, they can explore my Dzogchen Instagram account. But not everybody is going to be able to understand the quotes, but from that aspect, it's going to help you dig deeper to figure out what they mean and why I'm posting them. So curiosity is very powerful in Dzogchen. It helps the initiate to dig by themselves, which is much, much more beneficial than just to be handed truth and told to believe.
Yeah, Dzogchen Yogin. I'm just followed it and I will read more about it. Thank you for that. So for the last thing I would love to go into for today, and then we've covered a lot, but Antarctica. I mean, for me, that was only the sixth continent where you can never go. Until some point, until I found out why are so many elite people going there. And then I've seen in now like a lot of pictures recently with like what is happening there. Like, is there blue? Is there a rainforest hidden or something? And is there a lot of change in the weather? And then in your Great Awakening map, it has a huge part. So there seems to be like a central role with the deep state, but also with ET and with awakening with Antarctica. Could you elaborate on that?
Oh, yes, yes. I always joke that Antarctica is the hottest place in disclosure, the hottest news of disclosure, even though it's the coldest place in the world. Antarctica, like when I was going to art school, I used to watch the film Encounters at the End of the World. It's a Werner Herzog film. It's one of my favorite films of all time. This was my first glimpse into Antarctica and the bizarre happenings that occur there. This was before I was woke, so I didn't realize any deep state shenanigans going on. But just to watch the film Encounters at the End of the World, you're going to feel this eerie type of presence that kind of resounds throughout the entire continent. Very mysterious place where places that you can't go. There's places where only the military is allowed, only scientific teams are allowed. These scientific teams go missing, like bizarre occurrences happen. Like when these teams are picked up, there's like men in black suits that accompany these scientific teams, like men in black. Mm-hmm. It's just like crazy stuff like this all the time in Antarctica. These are stories from people who are not even woke. They're just like these men in black came out of nowhere. And then they told us that we had to confiscate all of our cameras, you know? So Antarctica is like this. It's deep state controlled. It's ET controlled, but not just any ET, like the most meanest, baddest of them all, right? The reptilians. Mm. The reptilians are part of the negative agenda on Earth that just happens to have used Antarctica as their base. This is so like deep rabbit hole stuff, but thousands of years ago, there were these humans that lived on Mars. Mars used to orbit a really, really big planet called Maldek. It was just like Earth, but it was a super Earth. It was huge. Fast forward, you know, till now, there was a war back then. Super Earth blew up. The survivors crash landed onto Antarctica and around the world. Some of these survivors that crash landed in Antarctica are long, elongated skull humanoids, tall giants with long, you know, the elongated skull.
Mm-hmm. No.
So these are the These are the beginnings of the Illuminati. These were extraterrestrial beings who sort of had like a negative agenda once they landed here. Some refer to them as the Anunnaki. You may have heard that term.
Yeah, probably. Maybe.
So these ETs, they crash landed in Antarctica. Their ships are still there. They're mm-hmm. underneath the ice. And because of the temperature heating up in Antarctica, not due to global warming, just natural heating, the ships are becoming exposed. So Google Maps is having a hard time keeping up with all of the UFOs popping out of the ice. Mm-hmm. This is why the deep state is struggling to go down there and take over the narrative. They know that they're not going to be able to hide these ET crafts for much longer. So the Illuminati is down there desperate right now to try to go into these archaeological finds where they find pyramids and lost civilizations and ET, UFOs. All the technology is still intact. The deep state wants to go down there, use National Geographic to cover everything up, because you have to remember, Nat Geo is a huge Illuminati dark project designed to hide the true human history from us. So Nat Geo goes in there, they take some pictures, they hide all the ET artifacts, they hide the UFOs, and then they make up some watered down story, which is called the controlled disclosure narrative. You have to know this term, because this is what we're going to be seeing on the news. The deep state is gonna share all of these half truths about what they found down there, but they're gonna try to hide the true truths of our human civilization and our extraterrestrial origins. There's a lot of black project companies down there, like right now, such as Lockheed Martin, Raytheon, all of these dark black project aerospace companies who are mining these ET civilizations that they found. They are taking and stripping away all the technologies. They are trying to prepare the world for soft disclosure, because they don't want the full truth to come out. You know, maybe they'll show us some, you know, pyramids, but they won't show us the UFOs. You have to remember, this is the truth of what's going on down there. That's why a lot of politicians went down there. Neil Armstrong, the Pope, a whole bunch of big figures. This is a rumor, but I'll tell it anyways. When Neil Armstrong was taken down there, he was flown on a UFO that went so fast that he got so freaked out. And I think he was also introduced to some reptilians. That's why he made some very bizarre statement when he returned about something so evil is there. I don't ever want to go back. I'm so sorry. I'm butchering his quote. Mm-hmm. But he literally saw like the face of the devil is what he said. And everybody was trying to figure out, like, what is he talking about? What did he see in Antarctica that was so terrifying? But we all know, right? We know it has something to do with reptilians or secret space program technology that freaked him out. People have to remember that Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin, the guys who went to the moon, they were brainwashed when they came back to Earth. Their consciousness was forever erased of these events, because when they went to the moon, they saw reptilians and other types of ET craft that threatened them and told them not to come back to the moon. So NASA had to essentially mind wipe the astronauts who went to the moon. They returned back as personalities that had nothing to do with the moon. If you see their interviews, they're very bizarre. Mm-hmm. They never talk about the moon. They always dodge the question of, like, what's on the moon? What was it like? So you have to remember, these poor astronauts have been mind controlled their whole life. So whenever they're in public making speeches, Buzz Aldrin will make these bizarre statements as if his memory is like sort of coming back, but his mind programming is telling him he shouldn't say anything or else he'll die. But, you know, he's like getting old and his memory is returning, and he's trying to say all of these strange things that people cannot figure out what they mean. Just like when he made that bizarre claim about the monolith being on the moon of Phobos. It's a moon orbiting Mars. And he said, go look at that monolith on Phobos. Who put it there? We should be going there to explore that. Very, very strange code talk from these astronauts trying to secretly slip out some information to the public without getting killed. So heroes, I don't know if you want to call them that, but definitely secret space program, mind wipe histories, if you want to go into that rabbit hole.
Yes, and do you think this reptilian ETs are beaten by the benevolent ETs on Antarctica, or are they still ruling there? What is your guess?
I think all of the above. I think that they're still there. The ETs have a check on them. They're just waiting for humanity to take them away. It's up to humanity to arrest them, to lock them away, or to send them off planet. It's up to our secret space program alliance. The humans have to do this. The ETs cannot do this. It's not their job. They cannot violate the universal law of free will, which means they cannot interfere in the evolution of a human society. They can only provide spiritual guidance through the form of channelings, but they cannot physically come down here and take away the reptilians for us. But that's not to say that there are some ET groups who violate this law of free will. They do interact with the reptilians. They do war with them for us. They do things to protect the Earth, probably more than they should, but this is due to divine intervention. I don't know how else to say this, but the light is going to win. It's already winning. The light is going to manifest itself in many strange ways. Sometimes free will has to be violated in certain circumstances. Sometimes the ETs have to come down and say, look at our craft, wake up humans, time is running out. That's basically why you have thousands of UFO sightings every day around the world. It's because time is running out. The ETs cannot wait any longer for our consciousness to expand. So they will pop out of 5D, show their craft to us, and then disappear. This is as much as they can do without violating free will law too much. Mm-hmm. You know, they are karmically tied to this reality as we are. So they have to do what's necessary for them to ascend into 5D, 6D, as well as helping humanity ascend into 5D. So this is one big party for everybody. And the first thing that has to happen is to kick out the bad guys, kick out the reptilians and all of the negative beings who work with them and who work with these secret space programs or these deep state corporations that control everything about our life. I mean everything, bro. Everything, as in even the thoughts that we have in our mind are controlled by these dark groups. It's very dark stuff. That's why we have to awaken faster. The more people who know this information, the less these mind control systems have a hold over our consciousness. And then the quicker we ascend together as one mind, and then the quicker Mother Earth heals itself. And once Mother Earth heals itself, that's when we can start to relax, to have the big party, you know, to do whatever we want, to travel anywhere, not worry about money, not worry about our health. Everything is perfect. This future is possible. The ETs live in this type of civilization on other planets. They are just waiting for us to kick out the bad guys so that they can come down, make mass contact with us, and then start to implement free energy technologies around the world, which is going to give us instantaneous travel. You have to remember, free energy is synonymous with instantaneous travel. That means you can go anywhere you want in the galaxy instantaneously. That is huge.
Yeah.
Okay. That also means you can, instantaneous travel also means instantaneous manifestation. You basically have a replicator device where you can have any object you want instantly. It's like a device that just makes anything you want, food, technology, whatever. It's like on Star Trek, okay? It's called the replicator. So 5D means instantaneous. Instantaneous means anything you want at any time. This is what 5D means. People don't understand what 5D truly, truly means. It means that you can have anything you want in the universe in the palm of your hand instantly. Mm-hmm. And if you extrapolate that, that means you can go anywhere you want. You can have anything you want. That's 5D. This is the ETs trying to like wake us up saying, this is your future. Stop watching TV and driving cars. This is so much better. Here, look at our anti-gravity UFO. We're going to make it dematerialized so you can see it. And then hopefully you're going to wake up and try to figure out how this thing flies. And then you're going to realize 369. And then you're going to realize anti-gravity, like, you know, Tesla. Hello. This is why UFOs show themselves to us, so that we can have these thought streams, so that we can make inventions and become Tesla. That's the whole point of UFO videos, not to just post them on YouTube and say, fake or real, you know, like, we are here to learn from these ETs when they show their craft to us. We're supposed to say, how the heck does that thing float? There must be some type of physics involved. Yes, it's called hyperdimensional physics. Yes, it's based on 369. It's based on Tesla's work. It's based on everything the secret space program has and has given to us. So secret space program is a very, very, very important part of the Great Awakening, a part of 5D knowledge, because they are using 5D technology. The people in the space program are not 5D beings. They're still negative oriented humans. Some of them are heroes who defected and became Secret Space Program Alliance. These are the heroes who took the technologies from the bad guys, gave it to QAnon, and now QAnon is kicking butt across the world. So good luck looking for that story on the internet. I just told it to you. You're going to probably hear it from David Wilcock, because he is the number one researcher who I look up to. There's no point in listening to my interviews. You might as well listen to his stuff, because I get my stuff from him. But his stuff is hard to find. So, and he's very hard to contact. So in the meantime, I will tell you everything I know from David's work.
You're the messenger.
There are, there are some things that David won't go into, which I can much, much more take over for him, such as psychedelics. He doesn't go into that topic much because he had some scary experiences when he was young. But not for me. This is my topic. Where he leaves off, this is where I take over.
Corey Good, I think, has a lot of knowledge and like insider knowledge as well.
Absolutely. Yeah. Corey Good and David Wilcock are heroes of humanity. They're on my Great Awakening map. Corey Good is the most important person in the secret space program because he has seen the most and he has done the most. And he is currently giving lectures all the time. Corey Good is the best secret space program whistleblower to ever come out into public. His knowledge plus David Wilcock's knowledge, they are the top insiders of ETs and of the secret space programs. There's hundreds of secret space programs, you have to realize. Not all of them are good guys. So they get the best intel from the best groups. The intel sometimes comes from extraterrestrial sources. You can't make this stuff up, bro. Corey and David have a very dark group who tries to attack them. Anytime I post about them on Instagram, you'll have these trolls pop up who attack their knowledge, their information. So you have to be careful on Instagram. You're going to see these trolls attack anything you post about Corey or David. Block and avoid those people at all costs. They are disinfo agents. Don't even waste your time. Life is so precious. Why waste your time with these trolls? The knowledge and information that Corey and David are sharing to the world is changing the world so rapidly. My entire Great Awakening maps their research. So definitely add those two names to your repertoire of must-know knowledge. David Wilcock, Corey Good. If you want to go to David's website, it's divinecosmos.com. You'll see 4 new videos he just posted about the quarantine and the truth of COVID. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't go to anybody else for the truth. Go there first. And then
Secret is a great movie as well.
Yes. Cosmic Secret and Above Majestic. These are 2 secret space program disclosure films. I recommend everybody. This is a 101 class of awakening. Also, I'm friends with the producers of these films. I'm very good friends with one of them. We are always talking on Instagram. We are always sharing knowledge about QAnon. And we are always keeping tabs on the UFO community because we've been veterans for a long time. For me, it's been over 12 years. So we know who's who. We know who is the disinfo agents. We know who are the real, legit whistleblowers and researchers. And we kind of sit back and we kind of let the show unfold as it may. There's a lot of infighting in the UFO community, a lot of disinfo, a lot of infiltration by dark agents from all types of programs. It's endless. So after you've seen this going on for over 12 years, you kind of know how to wade through the garbage. And David Wilcock and Corey Good are touchless. You cannot take them down. They've been attacked numerous times, but due to divine justice, they're always protected and they always come out winning. They're my favorite researchers. So please study David Wilcock's work, read his books, watch every lecture you could ever find on YouTube. He is the best researcher of our times. He is also the main scholar for the Law of One. Jan, do you know the Law of One books?
I know about the Law of One. I haven't read the books. I did not read the books. I saw it on your map though as well, the Law of One.
Okay, David Wilcock is the world scholar of the Law of One books. So he will teach about Ra and the channelings of the Law of One better than anybody can. Anyways, when I was awakening 12 years ago, David Wilcock was one of the first researchers that took me down the rabbit hole. I owe my entire life to David Wilcock. He showed me Dzogchen. He showed me the rainbow body. He showed me how to open the third eye, how to detox, how to live a better life, how to meditate. He showed me everything.
Wow.
So I literally bow. Thank you, David Wilcock. If you are listening to this interview, thank you so much for changing me and showing me the rabbit hole, showing me the red pill before people even knew what the heck a red pill was. I definitely encourage your viewers to watch as many lectures as you can, because you're going to get such good information about the ascension and metaphysics and New Earth and 5D. I can only share so much as a messenger, but if you want to go in depth, you can watch his stuff. But if you just want to get a big overview picture of everything, follow my Instagram, 5D Awakening Consciousness, because my outlook is so unique. I was able to research hundreds of metaphysical researchers over the course of 12 years. And I was able to build this huge big picture of how everything in the world is going. That's why the Great Awakening Map was able to be created by somebody like me. Another researcher like David Wilcock, he wouldn't be able to make this map because he's so busy doing his area of academic study. Corey Good is only doing secret space program. These people don't have time to do Dzogchen and psychedelics and sun gazing. You know, like the list goes on. I was able to do so much in 12 years that these researchers weren't able to. So the Great Awakening map is unique because it corroborates all of these researchers who have a big picture view of the new Earth.
Yeah.
Every researcher has a different belief of what the new Earth should look like and where it's headed. So the map that I made is showing people the ideal future of where all of these great minds and ETs and channelings have taught us. It's not just human knowledge on this map. This is ET knowledge. This is Buddha knowledge. This is ascended master knowledge. So much knowledge is on this map. And so much knowledge has been taken from the best minds that I could find in metaphysical research, consciousness studies, psychedelic explorers, you know, people who have been past 5D, 6D in their minds, including myself. So we have these hyperdimensional minds. I put them all together on this map. I'm leading people away from the matrix. I'm showing people that there is a secret to life where you can attain these abilities that are superhuman, supernatural. If you want to talk about incarnation, the map will help people either choose a better life next time or possibly see
them.
You can even see your past lives, future lives now. You don't have to die to see all of this stuff. You can do it now. This is the point of the map. You want to, you know, see these astral phenomenon, you can pursue it. It's not necessary for enlightenment, but if you want to open your third eye, you can do that in this lifetime. But don't waste your time doing these spiritual tricks while you are forgetting the point of enlightenment, which is to forever end your suffering in not just this life, in all lives. Basically return back to the one infinite creator. Never have to be born in a human body where you are suffering for eons and eons, life after life, because you cannot remember how to awaken. You cannot remember how to return back to being God. You cannot remember how to activate your Buddha mind. And if you don't and you die, then you're going to have to redo it again. And it's not just Buddhism teaching this. This is channelings of ETs and other hyperdimensional beings who keep showing us these messages in many various ways, keep telling us that your human body is temporary. Your consciousness is forever. What you do in this life matters. Your karma is important. Don't do bad things because karma is heavy energy. It will tie your consciousness down into another life where you are going to have to repay your karma, suffer, and probably not even be able to be lucky enough to find spiritual knowledge to awaken. I'm not going to be able to find Jan's podcast, okay? They're going to be like dying in a ditch, starving somewhere. Like, that's what happens if you keep forgetting how to awaken. So in this life, please, 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 everybody, do what you can to escape the matrix. Do what you can to expand your consciousness and to be a more compassionate person, more wisdom, more peace. This is 5D. This is raising your vibration. This is what people mean when they say good vibes, high vibes. This is the way, the only way to go.
That's a beautiful ending for this podcast, Champ. I think there's nothing to add. Everybody listen to this and follow these rabbit holes even further, and beautiful things will happen to you and the world.
Thank you, Jan. I wish you and I wish all your viewers peace, love, and may everything be auspicious. May everybody find enlightenment in one lifetime. Not the next or in eons after, but in this one lifetime, it is possible to finally attain full enlightenment and go anywhere you want in the cosmos with your mind and your consciousness. That's all you need.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, Champ. And it was amazing to talk to you again.
Thank you, guys.